It is Dave and Fionnuala, the 3rd of March.
Dave's birthday.
Oh,
and we are very happy to be on air together to celebrate the day. I know you mightn't have chosen a Tuesday as your birthday day, but it's the way it's fallen. Obviously, happy birthday to our show producer Leah as well, herself and Dave, birthday twins. But as she is keen to point out, not age twins.
33 on the 3rd of the 3rd, Leah, 23. She keeps saying, everyone, oh, you're birthday twins. Yeah, but he's 10 years older than me. Thank you, producer Leah. I have a theory, and I have spread the word of this theory before. I don't really care for my birthday. I actually like the date because it's aesthetically pleasing to look at. 3 is one of my favourite numbers, etc. Oh, also, shout out to my mum and Kieran. It is their wedding anniversary today as well. Cannot forget them. Shout out to them. My theory on birthdays is that I have ended up with somebody in my life, my fiance Niamh, and her birthday to her is the most important day of the year. She is fanatical about birthdays. She never forgets anyone else's. She makes a big deal about them. If I don't make a big deal of hers, I am the worst in the world. And I have ended up with her, of course, because I don't really care about my birthday. I'm working today. I see no reason why I shouldn't be working today. Life is as normal. I mark it in my own way in my own head, and that's it. It's not a big deal.
But you see, are you not just removing an automatic source of joy from your life? So come to Niamh. Would she ever work on her birthday, or is it always annual leave used straight away?
Annual leave is used. The Maybank holiday has to be for her. If anything gets in the way of that, it is a cause of disruption to her life, her social status, her mental health. The 3rd of May is all about her. I have not been allowed gig nor do anything else apart from make plans for her birthday on the Maybank holiday since we've got together.
So she has her birthday. Would you say she has a birthday week?
She nearly had a birthday month now, but I had to take that out of her. It was getting ridiculous. You'd be on the 27th of May, 24 days after her birthday, and it'd be like, oh, it's still my birthday month. Come out of it. But yes, my theory is that in life, if you are with somebody and you love them, one of that couple loves their birthday, is crazy about it. The other one couldn't be arsed.
And does it then cause conflict? Because you've obviously learned the lesson, Dave, even though you are not the birthday celebrator of your own, that you have to make the effort and show the flowers quite literally and make a big deal of your other half's birthday. Was there ever a time earlier in your relationship where you didn't know how important it was and didn't bother?
Oh, Fionnuala. Sometimes it is a small miracle that we're engaged at all. I took such a lackadaisical approach to her birthday, but I learned harsh one weekend. I kind of forgot it. When I say I kind of forgot it, I did forget it. I haven't forgot it since.
There's only one way to learn. Do you buy into Dave's birthday belief? In a couple, one person crazy about the birthday, needs to have a big celebration, possibly turns it into a multi-day fest. The other person couldn't give a hoot.
Couldn't give a monkey's. 087-1-102-107.
Caleb 100% agrees with you, Dave. He says,
Thank you
are correct. I care nothing for birthdays except that of Jesus. But my girlfriend loves every birthday and makes a big fuss out of it all.
Good man, Caleb. We're on the same team, sir. A fellow Dave in Cavan.
Myself and the wife have our birthdays 2 weeks and 4 days apart. And we had our joint 50th.
See the way that's been drilled into him. It's 2 weeks and 4 days apart. He knows off the top of his dome.
Last year in November, she had 100-odd people at the house.
Of course.
And mine was 2.5 weeks later. And I had a packet of crisps and watched the telly. So, yeah, that's generally how it seems to go. One is mad about the day. The other, not so much.
A party that cost thousands and Dave and Kevin had a packet of crisps.
Your theory is being totally backed up there. Well, to Dave and Kevin, of course, let's be honest, we're not going to make a fuss of your big day. But for Dave here in studio, well, we're completely ignoring you saying you don't want to make a big deal of turning 33. Happy birthday to you. As the iRadio staff comes in.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dave. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you
As
so
they present
much.
Dave with a fruit clatter in honour of his lack of sweet treats for Lent. Congratulations, Dave!
If anyone sees this, the photo without context, they'll think that I'm the healthiest man in the world, and it couldn't be further from the truth. Thank you, everybody. It's very kind. And there we go.
Is it too much for a he's a jolly good fellow? Woohoo! Happy birthday, Dave!
And now, like one of the royal staff, I hand over the fruit platter and say, get out of this studio. There is a show to be done. Gura Míle Maith agat, everyone. Okay, they don't speak for
people. You work in radio, guys.
Come on. This is why we're paid the big bucks, all right? Jazzy and Spritz to play for you, and cash machine details too. Now, please, seriously, get out.